As the federal government retreats from fighting climate change, not just the city of Seattle, but some of Washington's biggest businesses are trying to pick up the slack. The movement picked up steam this month after President Trump announced he would pull America out of a climate agreement signed by almost every nation on Earth. John Ryan with KUW's politics team looked into what the state's biggest businesses are doing about the climate.
It's rush hour in Wallingford. Commuters are stepping off a bus, closing up their laptops, and heading into the evening sun. It's not public transit. It's a Microsoft Connector bus. A nice perk for employees of the software giant. Their commutes to the east side generate less stress and less exhaust than most. Microsoft says its buses eliminate about 12 million miles of driving a year. The white and green bus fleet is one of Microsoft's more visible efforts to lower its impact on the climate.
Today, we consume as much energy as a small state, let's say a state of Vermont.
Rob Bernard is in charge of environmental strategy at Microsoft. He says most of Microsoft's carbon footprint happens behind the scenes.
Most of the carbon impact absolutely comes from our data centers, and that will continue to grow.
Every time you pull up a website or swipe at your phone, a data center somewhere uses a little electricity to feed you a little more internet. And the demand for data and energy keeps growing.
It's not impossible to see in the future that we would consume potentially as much as a small nation, even though we're not a nation state or anything like that. That's the level of accountability we need to have on ourselves.
So Microsoft has been looking top to bottom for ways to save energy and switch to clean energy in its data centers and elsewhere. It's imposed a carbon tax on itself to help push everything the company does in a climate-friendly direction. Locally, it's negotiated a divorce of sorts from Puget Sound Energy, so Microsoft's suburban campuses can run on power that isn't made from coal. Microsoft and other tech giants have pledged to get all their energy from clean sources someday. That's at some unspecified point in the future, maybe after it's too late to preserve a livable climate. In the short term, though, Microsoft aims to get half its power worldwide from wind, solar, and hydropower by the end of next year. That's only half as ambitious as Google is doing, but it is more ambitious than many states or nations.
We need all forms of available American energy, or our country.
This is President Trump announcing the U.S. exit from the Paris Climate Accords.
We'll be at grave risk of brownouts and blackouts. Our businesses will come to a halt in many cases.
In contrast to the president's claim, Rob Bernard says lowering Microsoft's dependence on dirty energy has been good for business.
We're seeing increasingly in the industry that the synergy between environmental sustainability and economic growth is very strong.
Microsoft had lobbied Trump to stay in the Paris Agreement. It also pushed the White House to keep President Obama's clean power plan. Once Trump did just the opposite, many climate advocates and scientists expressed despair for the future, but not Bernard.
I have never been more optimistic about where the future will go.
He says even as the growing use of cloud computing drives Microsoft's thirst for energy up, all that computing power can save 10 times more energy elsewhere by making buildings and industries smarter. But sometimes that's easier said than done. Setting up the interview, Microsoft staffer Michelle Lancaster and I struggled to turn off a noisy computer fan.
Sorry about that.
No.
You used to be able to turn these off.
You want to do it in my office?
Might be quieter.
I got a conference table.
Is it nearby?
There, in the epicenter of smart technology, we wound up walking to another part of the building where machinery wasn't running uselessly and wasting energy. Reporting from Redmond, Washington, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.